Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
You may have heard the story of Senate candidate Dr. Al Gross and his encounter with the bear. The Anchorage Daily News reports on the state releasing the duck hunting partner's written account of said incident. The incident reportedly happened October 19th, 1995, involving Jeff Jones and Al Gross. The story says Jones looked over to see a brown bear up to 10 feet from his partner. In a narrative report to the Alaska Department of Public Safety, Jones wrote that he grabbed his gun as he and Gross moved into a pond while hunting in Juneau. The bear proceeded towards Gross. It was then that they both fired multiple shots. In the report, Jones wrote that he felt his partner's life was in immediate danger. State documents indicate that the men took the hide and head of the bear, dragging it out to sea so it wouldn't attract other bears in the area. A warning was issued from the Department of Public Safety for failure to salvage the bear's claws. The incident has been a public topic of discussion over the past month. Documents released this week by the Department of Public Safety and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game give a detailed account of what happened as reported by Jones and Gross days later. The shooting of the bear became a frequent talking point in Gross's challenge to Republican U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan and is mentioned in multiple campaign ads. This week, the Gross campaign released a report to Newsweek which ran an article on Monday titled, "Republicans really want to know if this Senate candidate actually killed a grizzly bear," unquote. The document released by the campaign said Jones and Gross shot a bear in defense of life or property. No narrative was included. On Tuesday, the narrative report was released by the Department of Public Safety and a summary from the responding trooper. Gross's campaign spokeswoman said the opposition is focusing on the bear incident rather than the issues. Phase 2 of Soldotna Cares grant applications are open. Here's more from KSRM's Jason Lee.
The city of Soldotna is opening the application period for new COVID relief grant programs on Thursday, October the 1st. During the month of October, the city of Soldotna will be accepting for two new COVID relief programs, economic relief for residents, as well as Phase 2 of Soldotna Cares business grants. In addition, the city has provided $250,000 to the Kenai Peninsula Food Bank to launch a new weekly food box distribution service. In a release issued by the city of Soldotna, they have offered an explanation about the various aspects of the programs. With regards to economic relief for residents, the program provides direct economic relief to Soldotna households that have suffered financial hardship due to COVID-19. The program will provide up to $1,500 in a one-time payment to eligible Soldotna households to help cover the cost of essential services like food, childcare, utilities, insurance, and medical bills. John Zarneski, Director of Economic Development and Planning, offered details on this program at a recent City Council meeting.
As it's currently proposed for funding at $1.5 million, that would serve basically 1,000 households. We aren't sure what to expect there, but we do know that, as Councilmember Parker indicated, there are a number of folks struggling to meet daily needs, including things like child care. And so some of the eligible expenses under this program do include utilities.
With regards to Phase 2 small business grants, and with regards to weekly food boxes, the city has partnered with the Kenai Peninsula Food Bank to provide weekly food boxes for distribution to area households who may be struggling to secure basic household needs during the COVID-19 public health emergency. For KSRM News, I'm Jason Lee.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.